Good morning. My name is John Martin. I'm an international visionary, intuitive healer, and you're listening to Angel Shines. That song came to me in 2010, and the story is wow, just amazing. I was asked to sleep in a storage in New York for 3 weeks on a carpet. Who asked me that? God. Yes, I know. This sounds strange, but this is the truth. After 3 weeks that I slept on that carpet, I was waked up at 2 o'clock in the morning by angels and archangels flying around me and singing. This was just amazing. I was crying, and then I heard a voice, and that voice tells me, record that song. I say, what? They tell me, grab your voice recorder and record that song. But I will tell them, I don't sing. I don't know how to sing. And they just tell me, do it. I could feel the vibrations of the notes before the angels could even say them. They could even sing without opening their mouth, just the vibrations getting out of their body. It was just like so amazing. I was crying and I loved it. I recorded as much as I could. I sung as much as I could. And of course, at the end of that song, I was just so amazed at what was just happened, or what just happened. So I listened to it one more time. And at the end, then they gave me the name of it. And I was so amazed. But before I realized what happened, then came another song and another one. In 3 days, I had 21 songs that came towards me. From an anthem to an opera. I had also a vals and an Ave Maria. On that CD, you have 3 healing music that I recorded that way. Angel Shines, Believe in Act Anthem, and the last one, which I like also a lot, and you will probably listen to it and love it as much as I do, which is an Ave Maria. So I met, thanks to God, someone that created that song for me. His name is Fabien Garossi, and I will soon explain to you the story how I met him. And this is also another story which is quite amazing. See you soon. Take care. Have faith. And of course, be blessed. Thanks to all the angels and archangels who made that possible today.
You just listened to Ave Maria by John Martin. Today, we are going to talk about something very special. Today, I'm going to talk to all light workers from all over the world. I have a message to deliver you, to deliver you all. One day, you wake up and you feel that you're different. One day, you wake up and you know that there is something to do. One day, you wake up and you feel so different from others. That day, the first thing that comes to you is the difference. The difference that you are from others. Suddenly, you perceive who you are. You see what you'll be doing. You'll see what you'll have to face. You will see what you will be doing and how you will be doing it. But at the same time, you will be conscious of this. You will have fears, a lot of fears, who will come towards you. Humongous fears. The more you are aware of the path that you have to go through, the more you will have fears. The more you will have to help people, the more you will be frightened. It is that way, always. It has always been and it will be always. Today, I'm delivering you this message in order for you to be able that day and those days to face it and to go through it. This is the purpose of this message. For each of us, it comes differently. Different places, different ways. But it comes to the same point. You're faced with yourself. And you have to take decisions. You have to take choices, to make choices. And those choices will decide with which path you will be taking. There is only one that can decide what you'll be doing. It's you. You can't blame anyone. You make those choices. You are the only one to make those choices. But many people depend on you. What should you do? The stories I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you for only one reason. Just for you to have faith and to know that you're not the only one to have to face this. I know that I am gifted since I was born. Since that day, I know that I'm different. And I have to deal with it. How many times did I wish to be just the same one as others? Thousands. A thousand times. Because it's hard. daily fight. Yes, it is. Of course, there are angels all around. Of course, there are magnificent things that happen. But at the same time, you're the one walking in front with only a candle, lighting only your first steps. But all around you, it's darkness. You're the one that's supposed to show the way. You're the one that's supposed to show the path. Why is it so hard? Why is it so painful to make those choices? It can't be easy. It can't be easy. It's because you go through this. It's because you make the right steps. It's because for each step you have faith, and that your faith guide you. That people all around you see what you're able to do. And are able to follow their own path. Because you just show them that's possible. That someone made it possible. I've been for more than 2 weeks, and I could say close to 1 month, in my bed, just not able to stand up. Facing fears. Facing my fears in my daily life. Should I hide them? I guess not. Should I sell myself as a product? Only showing the nice part of it? No, I can't. This isn't not me. This isn't not you. It's because we are what we are. It's because we face what we have to face. That we are who we are. This strength, you have to go get it. You have to find it deeply in your heart. And if you can't find it, then you have to go deeper and deeper in order to find it, because it's there. Fears, they are so close from faith, so close but they are totally different. One day, when I was in such emotional one day that was sad, very sad. I had a lot of fears at the same time. I was wondering a lot about my own life. That day, I called God and I talked to him. I said, God, you tell me that I'm gifted. You show me my gifts. You tell me what to do, when to do it. How come? How come do I have so much fears? I shouldn't have fears because you guide me. I told him that this mean that I'm not strong enough. That I don't worth it? Does this mean that I'm weak? Does this mean that I won't make it? I truly wanted answers. Real answers. And I got them. I suddenly saw a film I saw Moses in the desert. Walking toward the sea with all his people behind him, following him. On the top of some hills far away, we could see clouds of dust from all those horses and all this army coming towards them. There will be danger on both sides. The water in front of them. And on the other side, that army that was coming. At that time, the movie stops. And then suddenly God tells me, what do you think Moses will feel? At that time, at that precious time. And I would answer, he feels fears, he's frightened, And God tells me yes. Yes, He is. Everyone, each of us, has to know fears. We have to face them in order to be who we are. What would happen if Moses would just act as someone who is frightened and who would just run away? What would have happened? All these people would just have run away. They were also frightened, but they were just walking because Moses was walking towards the sea. God would tell me that it's because we face our fears that we go beyond them, that we are human. A man has to face his own fears in order to become who he is. The more fears you overcome, the more faith you gain. It's huge. It took me several weeks in order to fully understand that movie that I've just seen. I was just amazed. From what I could have perceived from that scene, do you think that because I've seen this movie, then I don't have any fears anymore? I don't want to lie to you. I have a lot of fears. It takes me a lot, to do on my path, to go on my path. It takes me a lot every day, each day. And I do it. I do it because I know it's my duty. I do it because it's in my heart. It's in my blood. It's in my veins. I do it because I believe in it. And I'm telling you this story in order for you to face your fears. How many times would we have to go through this? How many times should we have to wonder if we should just quit and have a normal life, have a normal work, meet and talk to people that have normal work. It's not possible. It's not possible. I receive messages from priests from India asking me to pray for some people that I never met. That reverend sends me messages through Facebook asking me to pray for them, and I do it. And it works. Should I stop that too? Should I go and work as a banker? Or buying real estate? I can't. For all light workers from all parts of the world, I'm telling you this, you're not the only one. You are not the only one who have to face this. We all go through this, okay? We all go through this, one day or another. You have to have faith. You have to have faith in your gifts. You have to have faith in your guidance. You have to have faith in your angels, in your guides, archangels. In your God. But even more than this, you have to have faith in your gifts. You have to have faith in what you perceive. You have to have faith in what you're able to do. One day you wake up in your bed and you just realize that your life is totally different from other ones. That you pray for people that you don't know. That you do distance healing for some others. That you have people that talk to you with telepathic gifts, and that you can answer them the same way. That you can talk to spirits, that you can heal people. And fight bad spirits. that you receive messages, music, that you're guided for doing paintings. One day, I met a basketball player. He was very good. I looked straight in his eyes. And the first words I would tell him would be, "You perceive the time fraction in second in advance from others. You perceive the ball where it's going to be before it happened to be there. And it's why you're so good at it." His face just turned white. And I would just tell him, "I know. I know that's your gift. Because I can see the gifts of others. I reveal them, I tell them. And I help them to increase. That's how it works." The question is, how does it start? Since when do you perceive that you are different? Since when you perceive that you are gifted? When do you decide to act? How does it start? Should you read? Should you go to see people, other healers? Go to see psychics? Go to some events? Practice on your own. What's your way? The more important question you have to know is, what do you want to do with your gifts? Is it just to have more power and to do and to be able to do more things? Well, if the only reason is to be able to light up a candle that's 5 feet away from you, well, don't ask me. I won't teach you this. But if you come toward me in order to be able to use your gift, in order to be able to do something good in your life, for your life and for others, then yes, I might help you. That energy that comes from your solar plexus, that beats like you are the second heart, that energy that wants to go out, that energy that wants to act, You have to let it go. You have to open your solar plexus and let it go. That's the only way. I'm guided as you are. I have fears as you do. We all are gifted in one way or another. One can be a painter, another one could be an architect, another one would be a lawyer. I've been talking to such great lawyers, and they are so gifted. One lawyer is around 60 years old, and the first day I saw him, I would tell him, stop using the words, I think. But use the words, I know. That lawyer would be able to receive messages for his clients, and he will tell them what to do, because he was receiving those messages for his clients. That lawyer was starting to cry, and he will tell me that during all his life he was not able to see it. Because it was too hard for him to assume that he was receiving messages and working that way, delivering those messages to his clients. It's never too late. No matter if you want to hide using your gifts, the only thing is, use them. The more conscious you are that you are gifted, the more conscious you are that you are using those gifts, the more it works. It is that way. It has always been like this. Yeah. So the question is, what's the first step? What's the first step? You know, no matter the car that you are driving, what counts is how you take care of it. Use the first gear first, then pass the second. And then go on for the third. The message is clear. Do it one step at a time. Do it at your own rhythm. Do it when you feel it. How does it come towards you? Well,
You might have someone around you that will tell you that you're different. Because that person was asked to tell you this. It was part of his mission in order to deliver you this message. Because you were ready at that time to listen to it, to hear it, as you are now. If you made that choice to listen to this radio tonight, there is a purpose, and I know it. It works that way. You could also receive messages during the night. It could be someone that passed away that was close to you, and you suddenly see him, he appears, and he delivers you a message. You might know it because you are in a gifted family and there are many people around you that are just like you and they accept you that way. Lucky you. Most of their time in your family, they will tell you that you're supposed to do a normal job. Your gifts, earn big bucks, and act that way. But you will feel that you're different and that you have a mission to do something different, another path to go on. And you will be guided to make those choices. That I know. We will be talking about this subject, about fears, faith, mission, many times, as well as your gifts. Time is flying. I will talk to you next week. I will bring you more stories, more hope, more faith, more messages. Feel free to join me on Facebook, John Martin Healer. H-E-A-L-E-R. You can contact me also on my website, johnmartinhealer.com. Listen to those songs, Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, and Ave Maria. They are angelic healing songs, and they really work. Talk to you soon. Take care. This was John Martin. Bye-bye.